Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw a market that was a little bit two-sided here today in the grains.
Yeah, we were. I mean, it's been a volatile week, you know. Let's just call it tariff whiplash back and forth, you know. But, you know, we had a big rally, 70 cents, but that took about 2 months. Then in about 10 days, we dropped the corn market, July 70 cents. Then we rallied back here about 30 cents. So it's one of these, you know, end users chasing the market going up, funds chasing it going up. And then when we get concerned about tariffs, it's a risk off trade again. So it's been a volatile session. Meantime, we're watching, you know, the weather very close in the dry area of northern Brazil. And of course, you know, we're not that far away from our planting season here. So we're watching that also, Randy.
Plus, we have a WASDE report next week, too.
Yeah, we do. And next Tuesday, we have the WASDE report. And, you know, that's a question mark because with all the tariff stuff going on, could exports be cut? You know, I think our best look at it is probably with not certain how the demand's going to go, let's just leave everything unchanged and let's see once where we really go from here. So we don't think it's going to be big changes, but we think we're going to be looking pretty close at the world numbers. You know, what do we have for production for Brazil and Argentina? What do we have for world demand out of China, specifically for corn and soybeans? So we'll watch that very close, you know, and then we'll watch the rain in northern Brazil, see if that comes through or not. And then, like you say, the WASDE report is going to be key Tuesday, and then we march closer to the acres and stocks and all positions report March 31st.
Yeah, that's planting intentions too, right?
Yeah, the planting intentions. I mean, yeah, that's what we're really looking forward to. The early look is 3 million more acres of corn, 3.5 million acres less of soybeans, just one with the insurance and two just the profitability.
Sure. Livestock side, what went on there? Holy cow.
Yeah, we had some, you know, there again, cattle, feeder cattle specifically, and hogs really reacting to this tariff back and forth, particularly Mexico. You know, Mexico is our largest corn buyer, of course, but they're also our largest pork buyer, and we get 100,000 head of feeder cattle a month out of Mexico. So when it was off trade on the tariffs increased, you know, we bombed the market. And when it looked like, whoops, you know, we're going to go back to maybe a reprieve here for a month on tariffs with Mexico, market rallies back big. So that's what was going on in the cattle and feeder cattle. And the cash cattle really is the thing that put the futures market up to end of the week, $4. Cash cattle trade, you know, wildly up 2 to 202 at the end of the day on Friday, where most of the cattle this week traded 196, 197. So I think it's fair to say that the packer, with all the stuff going on, played it too close to the knife, then said, whoops, we need some cattle. And some of those cattle are supposed to kill next week too, Randy. So want them now.
All right. Anything else we should be aware of here?
Well, I think we're just, you know, like we kind of talked about, tariffs a big thing. But the other thing is the dollar continues to weaken here this week, you know, and that's a pro-export. So the dollar, we'll watch that very close with all this other stuff going on.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.